This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour left in the show to answer as many of your questions as possible. And, you know, I enjoyed a vacation last week and I'm back. So I want to answer those questions. And I know we had a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Roger is in Lebanon, Maine.
Roger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking the call.
How can we help you today?
We have some apple trees. We have like six of them. They're like 12 to 15 years old. And we noticed that it looks like two of them are getting fire blight.
Okay.
We bought, 3 years ago, we bought a couple of pear trees, and they just look like bamboo sticks when we planted them in the spring. And they leaved out nicely, but by the end of the season, those leaves turned totally black and were dropping right off. So we pulled them out, cut them up, and got rid of them. And last year we noticed that one of our apple trees was starting to do the same thing, and I went out and cut it up pretty good to get rid of this stuff. And it seems to be okay this year, but now two of the other ones are starting to do it. So I don't know what to spray them with after I cut it out.
Okay. So there's a couple things to be doing here. So one of the things is you're seeing the cankers form, right? You need to cut it at least 8 to 12 inches below it.
Is there a canker with fire blight?
There tends to be sometimes after you've seen like the first couple symptoms, right? You're seeing the the shoots starting to turn, you know, brown, black, and sometimes it'll occur. It doesn't always occur, but that's one thing I'd be looking at because the reason being is that's where the spores live, right?
Okay.
That's where they're overwintering, and so I kind of get that's I go right to that spot to think about it. What I would be also looking to do is you can actually spray a copper fungicide on the plants, and I would start it at the green when the tips start to form, right, early in the season, knowing that it's happening. After you've cleaned, like you're going to, it sounds like you're going to do, you can use that same spray, the copper fungicide, to spray on the plant to help get rid of any of it that's around. Copper seems to do really well with fire blight.
Okay. Now I sprayed early in the season. I sprayed the trees with Captan.
Okay.
And then last month I sprayed them with the fruit tree spray, which has captan in it.
Yep, yep. That's perfect.
It's okay to spray the copper now?
Yeah, so the copper fungicide is an organic. If you're willing to use the captan again, maybe head that way. So, fruit tree spray used to have it mix with another product. They would have it was like a sulfur based, right?
Yep. Yep.
No longer says to do that. Then, as of recently, they changed the label again. And they said only use the fruit tree spray twice a year. Then use specific type insecticide or fungicide if that's what you see. So at this point, just look for, since it's a disease issue, let's just focus on disease. And if you're all right with using captan again, use the captan, or you could use the copper fungicide. Either way would be fine, but when it comes to fruit trees, they've done, you know, there's so much research and development that's been done with them that they, like I said, they found that just spraying fruit tree spray five times is too broad of doing it. So now they've changed the whole label to just saying use the fruit tree spray twice and then go specific for disease or insect on the other, like, three applications.
Yeah, and that's usually what I try to do, but...
I mean, you could use, like I said, you could use that captan again just to help prevent it. But the thing is, you want to make sure you cut. If you're going to cut any of it, just cut it like 8 to 12 inches below. Earlier, I was talking about black knot, and I was saying cut 2 to 4 inches. This one, you want to cut 8 to 12 inches because it can be, you can't see all of it through in the wood itself. So try to cut it a little bit.
And this looks like it's mostly on maybe the newer shoots right now.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, so they, what they say is 2-year-old wood or older are more resistant to fire blight.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you're seeing it on some of the new tips, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So in order to get you to that spot where it's not there, some of the older branches need to be there, not the newer branches if you are infected with fire blight.
Okay.
Also, when some of the new growth starts stopping, if you will, some like that main growth, because you said it was the younger trees, fire blight is not as prevalent. The older the tree gets, the stronger it will be and the better off it is. It's just that some of the newer branching can get it easier.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So I will strip all the bad leaves off on it and anything that even looks bad and give it a little pruning.
And what I'd also look for you to do is this fall, feed it with tree tone from Espoma. And then in the spring, feed it with tree tone at the regular rate in the spring, but half the rate in the fall. What it's doing is your plants are going through something. They're sick, right?
Yep.
They're having a hard time getting all the nutrients. So the stronger we make the plant, the stronger it is for long term, so that it doesn't become resistant, but it can actually take care of itself a little easier if it happens, right? One other thing to look at is on some of the branching, when you've cut them down, right? Don't cut it all the way to the base. Leave about 4 to 6 inches from the trunk if you're cutting a whole branch out. Leave that there, and that's when the canker will form. So you had heard me mention the canker earlier.
Yeah.
That's when the canker will form. Leave that on, and you can actually cut it the next season, the next, like, fall. What it does is it helps form a callus over it, gets you the older branching. So you'll start to see branching come off of that a little bit, but it's older, stronger wood for you. So I definitely think that would be worth it.
Okay.
And this one, this disease, disinfecting the pruners is not one where it's going to do much. It's not gonna stop the spread if it's on there or not. It's not as crazy as like the black knot. So I think you'd be fine just, you know, just pruning all over and not worrying about it.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Roger. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got some calls on the line.
There is one here. Noelle's in New Hampshire.
Noelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. First, I wanted to say that I discovered what has been cutting down my vegetables in my garden. It's been bulbs. So I've been setting out mouse traps and I've been catching them left and right. And I can say that my plants are still standing, thank goodness.
Perfect.
The other thing is that I have broccoli that's got the crowns. You know, they're beautiful. They're great size. How long does it take for them to get that nice dark green? Or I know my garden's depleted of everything except for calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus. I've added, I can't think of what else I added to it to improve the soil. But what makes those crowns greener?
All right, well, hang tight with me. We'll hit the break. When we get back, I'll give you all that information. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Noel in regards to the broccoli, giving us a lot of information on what's been fertilized, what's been done. Initial question was, you know, how long is it going to take for it to form the head to harvest, right? So broccoli can take... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, as well as to get that nice dark green.
Yep. So the we'll start off with a couple things. Broccoli can take 50 to 100 days to get complete germination, everything that you need to it. So depending upon when you started, that could be an indicator. But to get to really see that it's okay to harvest, there's a couple things to look at. First, you take a look and see if it has the head of the broccoli. You said it already does. Perfect. Second, and this isn't always an indicator, but it's part of it, we'll say how big the head of broccoli is. It can get between 4 to 8 inches wide. That's when it would be ready to harvest. The next sign would be the size of the florets, so the little buds on the broccoli itself. When they get to be about the size of a match, the size of a match head, that's when they're ready to harvest, right? The other thing is, obviously, that deep green. That's what we're looking for. If you start to see the, you know, parts of yellow, it's not ready yet. Or the florets start to like bloom or bolt, that type of thing. That means right then and there you're ready to cut it, because you don't want it to go to flower and you lose the whole process of it. Now with greening up, sometimes like an iron will help green up the plant. You said you've used calcium, magnesium, a couple other things, right? You still with us, Noel? All right, I'll just keep on going. Iron is one that will help green up the plant as well. If you're still with me, Noel, which Nathan says you are, you said you've used calcium and magnesium. Is that correct?
Yeah, about a year, 2 years ago, I dumped a whole bag of lime in the garden.
Okay.
And just because of I hadn't amended my garden in a little bit too long, and I was listening to a person who was on your show who said that an old-timer told him he put a bag of lime down, then he put the cow manure and compost and leaves, and then he put plastic over it, let it sit like that all winter. And then the next year he planted his garden and the tomatoes were like outrageously wonderful.
Yep.
So I kind of followed along with what he had suggested. And, maybe I just thought my garden was depleted. So I sent a soil sample in and they said, I'm very high in the magnesium, calcium, and phosphorus, but I was low on, potassium and something else, and I forgot what it was.
Okay. What did they say your pH level was?
I don't remember.
That's okay. So one of the things that it also sounds that's going on, you might, having too much magnesium can be, cannot allow some of the nutrients to really flow through. So I think one of the things I would look for you to do at the end of the season is put like a sulfur-based product or Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green over the entire bed of the garden to help break up some of that clay, it'll break up some of the magnesium and release some of those other trapped nutrients, which will also help the rest of your the rest of your plants. You could even put it down now. The other thing about your broccoli is these cooler temperatures that we have are cooler than normal are going to help them green up as well. So I think it's a combination of all those. I might look at using like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, the mix, to add to the broccoli to help, you know, push some fertilizer in there to help green it up as well.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonite help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonite Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden calls for an end to the non-compete clauses imposed by large companies on workers.
You can't leave Burger King and go to McDonald's. Come on. Is there a trade secret about what's inside that patty?
He signed an executive order that includes more than 70 actions to lower prices for families, increase wages for workers, and promote innovation and faster economic growth.
Capitalism without competition isn't capitalism. It's exploitation. Without healthy competition, big players can change and charge whatever they want and treat you however they want.
Haiti is still asking for investigative help after the assassination of their president, Jovenel Moise. The White House said that senior FBI and Department of Homeland Security officials would be visiting Haiti soon. This is USA Radio News. Could the big ransomware attack that happened earlier this month have been avoided? According to USA Radio Network's Brad Bernard, there were warning signs.
Executives at Miami-based Kaseya Limited were warned of critical security flaws in its software before a ransomware attack this month that affected as many as 1,500 companies.
This was an attack that sort of hitched a ride on IT management software. So the original sort of attack was on Kaseya, which has this management software that it distributes to clients and distributes updates over that software. These clients then in turn have their own clients who they use that software to sort of help manage their IT operations.
Flights were grounded and two terminals were evacuated at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida after authorities received word of a bomb threat. The sheriff's office cleared the scene after no explosive devices were found. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Kathy's in Michigan.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yes, since you've been discussing trees, I have a problem I can't figure out. I have a serviceberry tree that my office looks right out at. And every year, it's got berries, and the birds love it. They just go crazy, and they almost get drunk on the berries.
Yeah.
This year, not one bird has landed on that tree. All the berries went through their whole cycle, and now they're still there, but all hard, and nothing's been eaten at all, and no birds land. And I can't figure it out.
Well, so it's, you know, it's not a bad thing that they're still there. So for the tree itself, it's not going to affect it. It's not going to hurt it. You know, there aren't as many birds around as there have been in the past. You know, I don't think it is, you know, a major issue to worry about, but I think there aren't as many birds as there has been. We've also had weird temperatures up and down. Birds just might be not in the same flight pattern as they have been. But I wouldn't worry for the tree as a whole. I think that, you know, you might see them back within the next year or so, but I really don't think it's a, you know, an issue for the plant itself.
Yeah, the bark and the branches do have some sort of white, scaly-looking stuff on them, but it seems like they've had that in the past, too. But it doesn't... It's on almost every branch, but it doesn't look terrible. I mean, it looks...
Now, is it that... Is it like the, what they call lichen, where it's the, it's almost like a moss
sort of
that grows
like
on
lichen.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's usually, that's not an issue on the plant. What I would take a look at is, I mean, on the leaves seem normal. There's no chewing or anything on it. I would maybe take a look at what they call the crotches of the plant and see if there's any insects kind of hanging out in there. And that's where the branches meet, you know, the trunk or where the trunk splits out. See if there's anything kind of going in there.
Okay.
I don't think it's a major issue. You know, I think it's a good thing for the plant. What it's doing is it's getting its entire process. It's going through it, starting off shooting, you know, growing the leaves, growing the flowers, then the berries, and it's getting to seed. It might be a good thing long term for the service berry. So it gets through that cycle and doesn't get shocked a little bit. Because when the berries are getting ripped off by birds, sometimes, you know, it can affect it and slow it down. But I think everything's going to be fine with it, honestly.
Okay. I was just more, I guess, worried about climate change or something that was,
you know,
happening and suddenly they weren't there.
Well, I think, you know, contrary to popular belief, I think climate change is there. And, you know, it does have an effect on our plants and our birds, etc. I don't think that's the issue here. I think it's a good thing for your plant to go through this cycle. I'd be more worried if you're not seeing any birds at all, which I feel as though you're probably seeing them. It's just not in on the plants. So,
well, there's birds around. We've got plenty of cardinals and blue jays and other things like that. But just I don't even see birds land on it. It's really weird. But, you know, I'm not there 24/7.
Yeah,
I'm stuck with Zoom calls there pretty much the day.
Yeah, so you get a good view of it. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I would think that it just could be the season. It's been a weird season as it is.
Right.
You know, if you're seeing the birds all around, I don't think it's a bad thing. They're just moving on to something else. Maybe it's the, you know, they've had their fill of it for the year. So I think you're going to be all right.
Okay. All right. Listen, thank you. Thanks very much.
All right,
much.
Kathy. Have a great one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next? All right, Nathan, you with me? If we have some more calls, we'll take them. If not, we'll just keep on keeping on. You know, it's we might get a little bit more rain today, but looking forward in the long term of the next 10 days, we're looking like some good weather going on, cooler temperatures, so we'd be able to enjoy the yard. One of the things I'd be recommending doing is going out, getting a product from Summit Responsible Solutions, the mosquito dunks. Those mosquito dunks will help you get rid of the mosquitoes in the yard. Right, they're not going to kill the mosquitoes that are currently around. They're going to prevent future outbreaks of the mosquitoes. Find standing water. You know, wheelbarrow that's been up with water sitting in it. Rain barrels, gutters, bird baths, etc. They're safe for people, pets, and the planet, so you don't have to worry. You can even put them in like a little stream that's coming by the house, and it's not going to affect the wildlife in there. But what this does, this mosquito dunk breaks apart and then will help kill the small, you know, the eggs of the insects and when they're starting to form, and they won't be coming out. So definitely worth taking a look at. That is the mosquito dunks from Summit Responsible Solutions. Take a look at their website at summitsolutions.com. And I definitely highly recommend them. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've still got about, 20 minutes left in the show. So we still have some time to be answering those questions. So definitely give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. But like I was saying, weather's looking good for the future here. I think we're going to be all right going forward with this unseasonably cool weather. But, man, it's perfect. I'd rather have this than some of the 90s. I know we had some 90s last week. But looking tonight, some rain overnight, which is perfect. It's the best time for rain. Waking up with a little rain tomorrow, some thunderstorms in the area. But I look at that long-term forecast, and might get some high 90s high 80s at the end of the week. I was still stuck on Martha's Vineyard weather when I was looking this morning, so I completely messed that up. But it is still looking pretty good, mid 80s, lower 80s. Next few days going to be some good temperatures, so I'm enjoying it. I'm going to enjoy it going forward. So. We'll see how it goes. Again, phone number 855-660-4261. You know, take a look at your vegetable gardens. See what needs to happen with them. We've talked about it a number of times and said, all right, you know, rain has been happening. Powdery mildew, different mildews are going on. How can we take care of them? Natural, easy ways, clean up some of the leaves. Thin them out. Get a few away from the center. If you're starting to see little dots on them, little white dots like the powdery mildew, get rid of them. Thin them out. Don't get rid of the whole plant. Just get rid of some of those leaves so some of that airflow can happen and go through. From there, I would also be looking at your tomatoes, cucumbers, everything, and seeing, you know, are they starting to form? We've had some cooler temperatures, which are very helpful for plant growth. We'll start to see some of that warm up a little bit, and it'll be real nice. You'll start to see the fruit develop a little more, stronger, etc. Continue to feed. Continue to feed the garden. Feed and take care of it that way. Use, you know, the Neptune's Harvest, the Peters products, the J.R. Peters liquid fertilizers, or the wettable powders. Make sure you're feeding every couple weeks, you know. If it gets too hot and gets in the 90s for too long, our plants start to go dormant a little bit, and they just sit there, and you don't have the fruit develop as much as you want, those types of things. So we've got to look at that to continue on with our plants and keep feeding, keep taking care of them, watching them, because this is a time where, you know, we kind of want to just pay attention to the barbecues, doing those things, but this is the time where our plants need us. Water them, take care of them, do what you can to really service them. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 15 minutes left in the show, so we definitely have some time for some calls. And Nathan, do we have one on there?
Pat's in Exeter.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, sorry, there was a fuzziness on the phone. So I'm doing what you're not supposed to do. I'm moving. Oh, speakerphone, sorry. Moment. Sorry. I am moving, and it's my only opportunity to bring some plants over.
Yep.
So I have been doing that, even though it's not the right time of year. And I've moved over, and I'd like to do some more raspberries, Rosa rugosas, lilacs, elderberry, vinca. A whole bunch, and I'm, you know, in the hot weather, I was trying to keep them watered. Of course, now we've had all this rain, but any any tips for doing what you're not supposed to, because it's the only time I can do it?
Oh, no, just, you know, watering is the biggest thing. What I would look to do is, if you're going to transplant any of it, make sure you water the night before you dig them up. Not the morning before, so that it has, when I say the night, I usually mean the day before, because planting at night's not the best, but I like to give them a deep soaking. You know, take the hose over there, leave it on a trickle on the plants that you know you're going to cut up, dig up. What it does is the plant will absorb as much water as it can. Then the next day, the transplant shock isn't as bad. So you dig them up, okay. Dig as big of a root ball as you can handle, and move them to that next spot. The other thing I'd like to see you do is use a product, Protolizer. That helps perfectly with transplant shock. You can get that from Natural Alternative. On their website, they can ship it to you. Or you could also use a Biotone from Espoma. So Biotone, it helps with transplant shock as well. It's a starter fertilizer, so when you put them in the ground, it helps reduce that transplant loss, helps grow the root system. It's got mycorrhizae in there, which attacks the root system in a beneficial way to allow the plant to really spread out. So those would be the things I would be doing to help it. And again, I don't think there's any wrong time to do it. I think it's just making sure you can take care of it when it happens.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a great one, Pat. Right. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a Counterstorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. We have a couple calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Rhode Island.
John, welcome to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. I have a couple of quick questions. The first one would be, is it advisable to top off arborvitaes?
Is it what? You broke up just at the end there.
Is it advisable to top them off?
Yes and no. Is it something that is you need to do, or is something you just
kind of just for aesthetics? To be perfectly honest,
I mean, to be honest, it's not gonna. It's just going to kind of slow them down. You're just going to have to keep doing it a few times to keep it going, because that's the bigger issue, is that it'll just start to regrow. What also happens is it'll start to form a new leader on the top and try to bush out that way. So make sure it's not just like a kind of shape the rest of the tree as well when you do it, because you don't want it to just look like a flat top. You want to kind of get it so it will show some, it's going to look aesthetically pleasing as well.
Okay, so they won't really bush out sideways. They'll just...
They might a little bit. And like I said, you're going to have to do a little bit of work to it to keep it that way. It can be done.
Okay. All right. My second question, I think you've already answered, is my summer squash and zucchini have got a whole lot of flowers, but no fruit.
Okay. So there's 10 times the amount of flowers that are male on a summer squash or a zucchini, any of the squashes, than there are female. So if you're seeing a ton of blossoms on it, only a couple of them are actually the female. And what you kind of need to do is help by self-pollinating them. Take a paintbrush. Take the paintbrush and put it on the inside of a male flower. And then pollinate the female flower. The way to tell the female flower is they will have a small squash behind the flower. It's very little, but it looks just like almost like a grain of rice. But you're gonna tell, you can tell the difference. It's not just hitting the stem or the, you know, where the branch is. You're gonna see something popping in between that. That's gonna be the female, and that's where you're gonna be able to pollinate. So use the paintbrush. Take the inside of the male flower and then onto the female and help the pollination because the bees might just not have gotten to it.
Okay. Well, very good. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, John. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Nathan, we'll get one more in before the end of the show here.
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a star magnolia that has developed what looks like white barnacles. I've washed off as many as I can, and I've pruned out what I can. What can I spray the tree with that where, for places I can't reach?
Okay, so it seems like you have a scale on there, right? Like a hard oyster shell type scale.
They're not hard. They're soft.
They're
but
soft.
It's definitely some kind of egg encasement.
Okay, so what I would look at using is something along the lines of All Seasons Oil.
Okay, good.
You can get that with the hose end version, so it can shoot a little bit further on the plant. Cover it. Just get as much of it as you can. It smothers the, you know, any eggs that might be there, any of those types of things, and will kill what's on there and what's sitting there.
Okay.
It's organic, so you might need to use it a few times. Just don't use it if it's above 85 degrees, as that oil will harm the tree, burn the leaves, burn the plant that way. So that's the one thing not to do.
The advantage is it's all on the underside of the branches.
Okay.
So at least I can get under the tree and spray upwards. What
yes.
about impending rain? Is that going to affect the
You want like 24 hours of non-wet weather. It looks like it's going to rain maybe tomorrow. I might do it after the fact, but I'd also look at the fact that later on it's looking like it's going to warm up to like 89 late in the week. So kind of watch what you're doing. Maybe wait till after that if possible.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alright, that's going to do it for this week. We'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. Until then, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll see you next week.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.